Hey, what's up? My name's Samuel Leeds, and in this video, I'm going to share with you the cheapest way of getting on the property ladder. How you can buy a house for potentially as little as £5,000. This is a new strategy. This is something that I have been teaching within my academy, within my students for a few months, and the amount of properties that are being bought is just incredible. If you're excited, smash the like button. I promise to always deliver. This is not clickbait. This is not, oh no, this is going to blow your mind. Make sure you stick around till the end of the video where I give you a real life case study of one of these deals and show you a secret twist that you can do at the end to 10x your profits once again. Firstly, let me talk about the problem. The problem is that for the average person to actually buy a house as an investment, you need 25% deposit. On top of that, if it's an investment property, you've also got to pay stamp duty. If you're buying a house, an average house, 250 grand, right? Your stamp duty is going to be about 8 grand. So you need your 50 grand, 60 grand deposit, plus 8, 9, 10 grand stamp duty, plus legal fees. You're talking 60, 70 grand. And what most people do is they're in a decent job, they're working, they're on 3, 4 grand a month, but they can't save enough to buy a house. It takes 10 years to get the deposit. And then by the time you got the deposit, the house has gone up in value anyway, because houses on average double in value every 10 years. Just look at history. So how can you quickly get a property now? Well, I'm gonna explain. This strategy is called, maybe write this down, get it clear ingrained in your brain. And this is assuming you're a first time buyer. You don't own anything, you're just starting out. You've not got loads of money. You need a little bit of money for this. You need 5, 10 grand depending on the property. But this strategy is called residential to buy to let. So when you buy a residential house and you turn it into a buy to let. Now, why is this awesome? I'll tell you why it's awesome. A few reasons. Number one, when you're a first time buyer and you buy a house to live in, you don't pay any stamp duty. So straight away, woo, don't need stamp duty. Number two, when you buy a house as a residential house to live in, now you might be thinking, why do I want to buy a house to live in? You'd be right to think that, because if it's a house to live in, you can't make any money from it. You can't rent it out. You've got a residential mortgage. There's so many restrictions. How's that going to make you money? And it's not. But what you do is you buy it as a residential property, but then you switch it over and you do it so strategically. Let me explain. Did you know that if you buy a house to live in, assuming that your salary is sufficient, you can get up to 95% loan to value. What does that mean? That means if you're buying a house for 100 grand, right? Now you might say, oh, there's no house. There are houses for 100 grand. I could go on Rightmove right now and type in 40 miles within Birmingham and I'd be finding houses for 100 grand. And there's a lot of them. If you do buy a house for 100 grand, you could put down as little as £5,000 as a deposit and you could get the mortgage provider to put in £95,000. Now, you may be thinking, Samuel, which banks, which lenders are giving 95% mortgages to residential first-time buyers? I'll tell you, Lloyds Bank, Santander, NatWest, Barclays, Virgin Money, HSBC, just to name a few. There's loads that will do it. Now, it's really important that you buy the right property with this scheme. And maybe you're wondering, do you apply for a 95% mortgage? And that will depend on your income. The higher your income, the more you'll be able to borrow. I'm gonna leave a link in the description, which will take you to Money Saving Expert, where you can fill out a one-page form, put in your income, do you have dependables, how much deposit do you have, and it will give you an idea of how much you can borrow. But if you apply for a 95% mortgage, then we can do some crazy things. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna buy a house that needs work done to it. Now, you might struggle to get a mortgage if the house is in like a real dire state. So this isn't gonna need to be an uninhabitable property. It needs maybe a new kitchen, new bathroom, there's flowery carpets. Let's say you buy a property and you buy it at a good price and it needs some work doing to it and you buy it for £150,000. Well, if you get a 95% mortgage, that means that your deposit is only £7,500. Now, what you're now going to do is you're going to refurbish the property. Now, you can do this with a personal loan, because once you own the property, you can get a loan, you can do some home improvements, you could put some elbow grease in and do the work yourself. So let's say you spend £15,000 giving the property a light refurb, and now the new value is 200 plus. What you're now going to do is you're going to switch the mortgage over. Now, you might have to wait 2 years to do this, because a lot of residential mortgages, they'll fix you in for 2 years. So they'll say, right, we'll give you 95% or we'll give you 90% or whatever it is, but you can't pay it back within 2 years. But that's okay. You're going to borrow as highest mortgage as you can, put down a tiny little deposit that you've saved, and then you're going to live in it. Maybe a year, maybe 2 years. And while you're living in it, you're going to do it up and you're going to turn it from the worst house in the street to the best house in the street. Now, after 2 years of living in it, you hopefully have got a bit of natural capital appreciation as the house has gone up in value, but you've also forced the value up. Now what you're going to do is you're going to get a new valuation. Now, if you get a new valuation, let's say 225, you're going to now get a buy-to-let mortgage. So if the value was 225 and you get a new buy-to-let mortgage, how much do you have to leave in as a deposit? 25%. But you've pushed the value up. So if the new value is 225 and you need a new mortgage, you're going to get back 168. But you only bought the house for 150. So you're paying off the mortgage. You're getting your deposit back that you put down. And this is the most strategic way to buy a property with very little money. My friend Elliot, he does this. He didn't turn it into a buy-to-let. He bought a property in Shrewsbury for £178,000. Now, he had to put in a 10% deposit, which meant that his investment was £17,800, and that included stamp duty. He spent £30,000 on a refurb doing the property up. It took him 12 weeks. He then got the property revalued at £250,000, which meant that his profit from that 12-week refurb was £42,000. So he's putting 47 grand cash of his own money. Now his profit, his uplift, is £42,000. Excitingly, if he wanted to, he could sell the property. And because it was his home residence, he wouldn't pay any tax. No stamp duty, no capital gains tax, no tax at all. Pure profit in his pocket. Or he could refinance it onto a buy-to-let mortgage. Now, if he did refinance it, he would now get a new buy-to-let loan of 75% against the new value of 250, which would mean that his new mortgage was 187, which would pay off his old mortgage. And on top of that, he'd have the difference back in his pocket, which would basically have paid for his refurb, meaning that he got his refurb back and all that he'd put into the property and all that was left in was his small £17,000 deposit. Now, there is a small problem with that. If he refinances it on a buy-to-let mortgage and it's still in his own name, it's in his personal name, he would have Section 24 tax to deal with, which would mean that the new mortgage payments he wouldn't be able to claim back as tax deductible. And also, the rent on the property is only around about £1,200 at best, so his profit's not going to be that good. So he went with option 3. And this is where there's a secret twist to the strategy that gets even more exciting. He refinanced it, not on a buy-to-let mortgage, not on a residential mortgage. He refinanced it on a furnished holiday let mortgage. So he buys the house for 178, he refurbishes it for £30,000. He refurbishes it as a holiday let. He then refinances it. He gets nearly all of his money back. But now his new mortgage not only permits him to rent the property out as a holiday let. So now the property is set to make him around about £1,000 profit a month. The people that succeed in this business are the people that get creative. This is a creative strategy, but very doable. Now, it might be that you don't qualify for this strategy because you're not a first-time buyer, you can't get the mortgage, or for whatever many different reasons. So do you know what you need to do? You need to get creative and find another strategy. Maybe joint venture, maybe lease option agreement. There's loads of creative strategies. So if you want to come and spend a day with me at the Property Investors Crash Course, finding deals, talking about lots of different creative strategies, and you can find the right strategy that works for you, come and spend the full day with me in person. Tickets are just £1. I'll leave a link in the description. If you enjoyed this video, don't forget to like the video and also subscribe to the channel for more content like this. I look forward to seeing you soon. God bless. Peace out. Thanks for watching.